Okay. Hold on, Tim's on. Hi, Tim.
I've got no audio. I'm not sure what's going on.
I can hear you on my...
I can hear you now.
Yeah, I can hear you too.
But you might be going through my phone. Let me hang up.
You are his...
Sorry.
Can you hear me now?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Say it again, Tim.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, can you hear us?
I'm just trying to text Dave.
Tim, can you hear us? Guess not.
Tim, can you hear us?
I don't think so.
Well, should we just get going? Corinne, no?
Oh, yeah, I didn't know if I was... I just want to tell Tim that we can hear him, but we can't hear him.
Hi, Corinne.
We can hear you, but apparently you can't hear us.
Say it again?
We can hear you when you talk, but it doesn't look like you can hear us. Is that what's going on?
Correct.
Okay. We'll see if we can live with that.
All right.
Well, who's on? Is everybody so here?
Just give me a cue when you want me to talk.
Okay. I'll give it to you. Where's Jason?
He's away.
Okay. Am I good? Should we call the meeting to order?
Yes. Sounds good.
Roll call.
Cindy Biancamano.
Yeah.
Angela Bucari is absent. Hema De Silva.
Yeah.
Dave Edgington is absent. Jason Griffin is absent. Corinne Halliday.
Here.
Evelyn Payson.
Here.
Kathy Sabo is here. Phil Sabo.
Here.
Ed Bader, tax collector.
Here.
Nancy Cavanaugh's treasurer.
Here.
And Tim Pelton, dam committee chair, is here. Although he can't hear us, but he's here.
Okay. Did anyone see the minutes from the last board meeting?
Yes.
Anyone want to make a motion to accept?
Motion to accept the minutes from the last meeting.
I'll second.
Well, I'm just going to call out names for in favor because we're online, so it's easier that way instead of trying to raise hands. So Cindy Biancamano?
Yes.
Angela Bucari is absent. Hema De Silva?
Yes.
Dave Edgington is absent. Jason Griffin absent. Corinne Halliday?
Yes.
Evelyn Payson?
Yes.
Kathy Sabo, yes. And Phil Sabo?
Yes.
Okay, motion carries.
Dave is coming. He forgot. When did you want Tim to talk? Where it says Dan or during public comment? Or
do public comment so he doesn't have to hang around the whole meeting.
All right, can you hear me?
Yes.
I asked Kathy to send me a copy of the motion so I knew exactly what our marching orders are. And Adam's motion calls for three construction bids to be presented at the June meeting of the association. And so that's sort of where I planted a flag and worked backwards. I started with DEP, and since no one works there anymore and everybody's remote, it took a little while, but I wanted to get a list of dam repair certified contractors. Interestingly enough, with everything in the world the DEP regulates, they don't regulate dam contractors. We can get anybody we want to. So that took a little while for me to digest and had to just work through that. Within the dam committee, we have two aces in the hole, John Gilmore and Tom Terrell. John is a retired civil engineer with a worldwide civil engineering firm called SLR. And Tom has a vast wealth of experience in dealing with requests for proposals for maintenance and construction items, and he's dealt with marine contractors in the past. And so I reached out to both of those guys to begin to get a sense of what the association might want to put in the front end of a request for proposal, invitation to bid, all of that stuff. And we currently have about 24 parameters to build into that particular document. And that's continuing to be a work in progress. They have also identified three dam repair contractor folks in Connecticut. That meets the intent and spirit of Adam's motion. Candidly, I'd like to get four and be able to have four bids to go back to the association in June. So one of the challenges on this particular Zoom call is I wanted to get some feedback from the board on your input on how to proceed and whatever, other than the dam committee is going to start to put together a draft, rough request for proposal that I'm going to send out to the entire dam committee after we wrap up tonight. But unfortunately, I can't hear you. I am not a technology guy. I think the two strings broke between the tomato cans between here and the lake. And so you'll have to get your responses or your thoughts and processes back to me in some other format. But we have plenty of time to get the bids put together and solicited and in. Now, the challenge is the membership will probably select a bid process or two vendors in June to drill down into the weeds, get more detail, and maybe select one in August. So if we select a bid contractor in August, now we start the permitting process, permitting with DEP, permitting with Inland Wetlands and the town of East Haddam, because they don't want to deal with four bids from us and then we pick one. So we need to pick our contractor and then begin the permitting process. So at the end of the day, we're probably going to lose 2 years. Not the end of the world, but that's the current situation. And as I wrap up, I've come to the conclusion that semantics are important. And through all of my comments, emails, journals, articles, whatever, I talked about dam reconstruction. Perhaps if I had always talked about dam repair, which is really what it is, we could have not had the whole brouhaha at the annual meeting. But it is what it is. The clock is running, starting to work to get marching orders for the dam committee and looking for feedback from you folks as we begin to outline the scope of work to get to next June. Done.
Anybody have questions? I could text Tim real quick.
He can't hear us.
He can't hear. You got him on a phone still? Or?
You could put
I'm texting with him.
Oh, okay.
Well, I mean, if we're going out for, if he's looking for another bidder, is this something that John Allegra can do?
I'm going to call him and see if it doesn't interfere with the, you're probably going to have to step away from your
computer. Just any marching orders from the board as to how we're moving forward. And I also want to confirm that Carl Asmovic has been paid for his services rendered, but that's an Ed Bader question.
No, and I guess Phil just had a question about, you've got three vendors so far to send RFP. Are you looking for more? Is this something, once we put an RFP out, whoever wants to bid on it can bid on it, obviously, right?
Right, but it's a pretty select population of contractors. I mean, the guy that pours your foundation for your house isn't the character or type of contractor we want.
Right.
We have three marine contractors now. I'm looking for four that know their way around water and water diversion and all of that sort of stuff. But
are those three names you could just send us? You don't have to tell us now. Just
yeah, sure. Well, I'll put them in the notes to the dam committee and copy the board.
Okay. And the second gentleman, I just missed his last name. Tom, the notes.
Terrell, T-Y-R-R-E-L-L.
Is he a resident of the lake?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He lives behind me summertime.
Oh, wonderful.
Right across from me. Yeah, I just didn't catch his name. Anybody else have a question I can relay to Tim?
So, I mean, basically, it sounds like we're back to square one. Not square one, but what we were doing all along.
Just without the money to move ahead quicker. Yeah. Yeah, basically.
Okay.
And can you ask Ted if Carl has money has been paid? For his services?
Or the treasurer.
That would be
or nice. I'll ping Ed on the side.
The treasurer would probably know, too.
The treasurer should be able to know.
Well, Carl's been paid for everything he's done up to this point, but he would be working with us on the biodetention basis. But as far as I know, he has no outstanding invoices for previous work.
Hey, Kathy?
What?
Can you let Dave in?
He's not asking to come in. There's nothing here for me to click on.
He just called me and said he couldn't, the password code wasn't working. Anything else for Tim, you guys?
No, I'm good. Thank you.
Okay. I think we're all set with you, Tim.
All right. Sorry for the disconnect.
Thank you.
Thanks, Tim.
Hey, take care, Tim.
So there isn't any other public comment, right?
No.
Doesn't look like it. Okay.
Ed wants to say something.
President's report? Yeah. So just two things. Pierre and Penny Hill, whose cottage was demolished by a tree, second in from Second Beach, they have a foundation poured and they're having a modular home put on it. And they want permission next week to have the two halves of the modular home overnight in the Second Beach parking lot. So I didn't think it was a problem, but I told them I would bring it up to the board.
No, I don't see a problem with it. I mean, if anything happens to it, we're not responsible.
Right.
You know, I mean,
it's not our property. They strictly just have to put it there until the morning when the crane comes to put it on the foundation.
Okay. Yeah,
does anybody have a problem with that?
No.
And the only other thing I had was the two women who are willing to handle our Lake Hayward merchandise kind of want some guidelines as to, do we still have that $3,400 revolving budget for them? Does anybody know what we're doing?
Well, I mean, it's there. It comes out of reserves. It's $3,400. I don't know what the balance, per se, is at the present moment in time. You know what I'm saying? Money in, money out. That would have to be Nancy or Mara Boone, who had the store before.
I'd have to look some things up because the reserve stuff is a little harder to figure out, but I do know that she brought a good amount in at the end of the season, and she said that there was it was all positive. That's all I know.
So can you get us some kind of figure, do you think, Nance?
I'm gonna hunt it down. Yep.
Okay. All right. That's what I'll tell them. And Kathy, Dave said he's using your email invite, but does it not work once the meeting has started, maybe?
No, it should. He should be able to come up, and he should be, it'll pop up on my screen asking to be admitted, but nothing's popping up on my screen.
Hmm.
He copy and paste into a browser.
So that's it's on his end that he needs to figure out what he's doing incorrectly.
For me calling in, I entered the passcode. It said I did not have the passcode. I entered it again, and then I was into the meeting.
Yeah. I just went to the Zoom link and put on, because it's not a link that we got on the email. I just had to put the numbers for the meeting number and then put the passcode for the signature. Then it came right on.
Should we move on to the tax collector's report?
Okay, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, the demand notices have been mailed to the delinquent property owners. There were 20 in total.
Oh, wow.
10 of those property owners are chronic delinquents, which means they have been delinquent in the last 2 out of the last 4 years. The total property taxes that are unpaid at this point is $8,881, and there's interest due on all of that of $737. They have to the end of the month to remit payments, and then we give them a little, then we move to collection. Any questions? I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Nope.
Okay, treasurer's report.
Hi. As I indicated in the email, those tax ID numbers for DBA show and tomorrow's trees were the same as what we had in the computer. And Evelyn confirmed that with, I forget the name of the individual that was for DBA show.
SHO. But it is a social security number, not a business ID, so that might be where the IRS is confused.
Yeah, I think the letter does say that what we need to do is use the name of the individual.
Who's on the W-9. I have a copy I can get to you.
Scott,
yeah. Scott Olson.
Yeah, so I was not able to find the paper file for the 2020-21 fiscal year, and I haven't had a chance to ask Lee about that. I looked last Thursday, and that's not down at the pavilion, so I'm sure
he can drop off. I can drop you off a copy. I am not comfortable emailing it because it's a social.
No, I don't think I need a copy at this point.
Okay.
We just needed to check our records to make sure that we're filing something accurately. The letter said we may not have. It didn't say we definitely had the wrong number. It said we may not have the proper number.
Okay. Well, let me know if you need it.
Nance?
Yes?
Tomorrow's Trees got back to me today. I have the number here. Are you ready?
Sure.
371-473-544. And they are an S corporation. And they don't really do 1099s, whatever that means.
Okay. So I keep looking to see if I have that paper with me. Well, I'll let you know. I'll skip through. Oh, it's right here. To see if the number same as. Yeah, that's the same number.
Okay.
So I'm not sure what that was about. Otherwise, so the Quicken stuff that we all talked about that was confusing, Yeah, it is still confusing. So I just narrowed the financial that I sent to you guys that was just for the month of October. It wasn't that other confusing report. I'm right. going to try to get a little more into that to make more sense of it before we meet next time.
That's the budget to actual, right, Nance, you're talking about? Because we didn't get that one this month.
Correct. That's okay. The one that's still a bit challenging and difficult to make sense of.
Okay.
I have a question. Nancy, your budget and spending report here for LIC?
Can you hear me?
Okay. It says my budget amount, $23,219, and what was spent and what's left. We had gotten a $1,000 grant.
That should have been entered. It's just that, again, to kind of, we talked about this at other meetings, we can't add money to the budget.
No, I get it. Okay. So I just have to kind of keep it in my head that that money's sitting somewhere for me and not just being tossed away somewhere with something. Okay.
Yeah, I entered it where I was instructed to enter it. I'm going to have to hunt back and see where that is because that was in, you know, mid to late July.
Right. No, I know. I saw it on one of the reports. So probably the next report, when we see some income or something, it'll be reflected again. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I think once we get that budget to actual report in there, I don't know, or else maybe I can try to look now and see where.
No, that's okay. I just wanted you to be aware that I know it's there and that. Okay. I just don't want it to disappear. Anything else for the treasurer?
Nope.
Okay. Move on to committee reports, bylaws?
Nothing.
Nothing?
No budget? No.
DAM, I think we did.
Right.
Yep. Events?
Nothing. They haven't started yet.
Okay. Geese?
No.
We hate them?
Yep.
I'm writing that down. Okay, lake and water quality. Do you want to start? You know, we had Russell Melmed talked to us last meeting about the water, the E. coli testing. Everyone have time to digest that and go home and think about what they think about what he said. And I don't think any decisions have to be made tonight, mm-hmm. but did anyone want to talk about it more? Or
I really like the idea of doing a beta testing period for a year to see what, as we suggested, to see what the levels are after a rainfall, a heavy rain event. And then going forward, just putting something in place to letting the public know that, you know, maybe you shouldn't swim for at least 1 to 2 days after a rain event, something like that. I thought that was a really good idea. I liked that a lot.
So only after rain events instead of the weekly. I just want to make sure. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, correct. And I mean, he said you don't even have to, once you have that in place, you kind of know now, okay, this is what's happening after rain event. So, you know, to let the public know, not really shut down the beaches, but, you know, just let them know that they're swimming at their own risk, you know, because after a rain heavy event, sometimes E. coli levels could go up to 900 or whatever. You know, we would have to document it and see what the statistics, the analysis is, you know. I liked that idea.
Anybody else?
Yeah, I like that idea, too.
Yeah, I like that, too, Corinne. I think basically the question that comes up is we may have to put up the signs that you are swimming at your own risk
right.
all of the time. right. And not just after an event. And let people know that we are not doing the testing on a regular basis, but we are doing spot testing based on the advice given to us by Mr. Mamman. So they know that it is coming with some professional guidance rather than the board making a decision on our own.
But I don't think Russell told us to do one over the other. I think he gave us options.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know that we could say, well, the director of Chatham Health said we only need to do this after rain events. I think he gave us that's just a money saving option. I don't think we could necessarily say that versus keeping up with testing every week. Mm-hmm. And I don't know how people are going to feel about that if that testing just goes away every week, just like they. I guess you've been doing that forever. For a long, long time because of an E. coli break, you know, outbreak.
Right.
So I don't think it's a simple thing to all of a sudden tell the community we're not going to do it every week. I don't know.
One of the questions that does come up is just what Phil was worried about. We are testing and then getting a report 2 days later. In the meantime, they are still swimming. So if that's the risk that folks are taking now, it's not any different.
Yeah.
If we were to let them know that we are not testing on a regular basis. We are definitely testing based on concerns that there is contamination following a big rainfall event. And therefore, we will be testing at that time. And following rainfall, we strongly advise you not to swim. And if you do decide to swim, it's just your own risk.
No, I understand that. And again, I'm just playing devil's advocate
because the town meets every week.
I don't think they wait till there's a rain event.
Well, I told she's right in the middle of the conversation, so I'll tell her. Just hang in there.
My thought, you know, it says, you know, you test first beach, second beach, and third beach. I don't believe you're doing even little beach. So people are swimming around this lake.
Yes, they are.
You know, and if it doesn't make sense, I'm not saying it's not right or wrong. It doesn't make sense to me. You know, because you can go down the road and swim. You can go to someone's house and swim.
Hey.
It's at your own risk. And yeah. I don't think it's up to us to put the, you know, we don't have lifeguards. You're swimming at your own risk. And I understand, you know, this started, what, probably 18 years ago this started, 19 years ago we started, I'm assuming we started this testing. You know, the lake's been there for hundreds of years before that. You know, I don't like saying save money. I don't like saying that. I'd rather see you take that money, Corinne, and use it for influx of coming down to the lake. Do more testing elsewhere. Take that money and I don't want to say do something productive with it. That's not what I'm saying.
No, I understand. I still don't know how I feel about it. I just know that we started this testing as a result of an E. coli breakout, and I don't know if it was okay. We promised to start testing every week. Did we promise the health department at that point to say, well, this is what we're going to do, and you know, as an answer to try to protect people,
right?
But I understand. I'm not disagreeing with doing it just after major rainfalls, as long as we're doing it at some intervals, because otherwise you never know if you've got a chronic problem.
Right, yeah. And I think that you're right. I think we have to test at certain times of the year because just that, in case there is a septic tank that's, you know, leaking into the lake that we need to
fix. Yeah, I don't know if it has been ever recorded that at any given time all three sites came up positive at the same week.
No,
it seems to me that it's always been. Yeah, right. I mean, therefore, it makes reason that it's not a full lake contamination that we are looking at. And yes, certainly if there's a contamination from a septic tank leak, that's a different whole different issue.
My gut instinct, it's not even that. It's runoff from the farms and that kind
of thing.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not...
I just think we have to phrase it correctly, really think about it. I don't know, as a board, do we decide to stop it? Do we bring it up to the general public? The association, I don't know.
Well, it's certainly something that can be brought up with the association anyway, because if we already have the budget for in 2 years, but if there is an issue that comes up at the annual meeting, it certainly can be brought up that there is some concern. At the same time, the best estimates that we have, never having had a total contamination of the water in the lake, that it stands to reason that we be selective and look at the runoff after rainfall.
Okay. Biodetention basin, Ed, where are you with that?
We're in the process of completing the extensive inland wetlands application, and probably based on their schedule would be the first meeting would be next meeting, I think, is in early January. So Carl Estimovich and I are working on completing this extensive document so we can file it with Jim Ventress, and he can put us on the agenda.
And he thinks that'll be early January that you'll actually be on.
Well, and when I looked at the schedule, it appears they're not meeting this month. They're not meeting in December, so it'll be January. But I'll have to check with them based on what I saw on their schedule. But I will check with Jim to make sure that I have got the timing right. But as soon as we complete it, we'll file it.
Yeah. I was going to ask you, Ed, is that a date? Is that a cutoff date for filing for it? Spot on the January meeting. Do they have a sort of a drop dead date?
Nah, it didn't sound like that from Jim. I gave him some information already, but then he sent me back the big application. There's a lot of information we've got to pull from our proposal and the work that we've done, so that we can get it to them in a form that that will not create problems for inland wetlands. He didn't seem to think there would be a problem at all, but, you know, you got to go through the paperwork and get the paperwork filed.
And then who would write that RFP as far as getting somebody to dig out this detention basin and build it?
Well, I would work with Carl and see if we can come up with the specifications because he's the engineer, and then we've got money budgeted for that, and then he has a number of contractors. I think in this particular case it does not have to be a marine contractor because they're digging a biodetention basin, so people like local contractors can submit bids, and we would obviously publicize it. So that, as we've done with all of our bidding, all the association bidding, so anybody who wants to propose can propose.
Okay.
I mean, ultimately, the board would see what the proposals are and then decide which one they want with the recommendation of the engineer, which one he recommends. But the board is free to choose whichever contractor they want.
Okay. Anybody have any questions about that?
No.
Okay. I had a conversation this last week. I'm still waiting on the contract proposal from Solitude, only because I had a nice conversation with our guy there about what's going on at the other end of the lake between, invasive weeds and lily pads and everything else going on down there. And the fact that we got a little more restricted this year as to where we can treat. And that restriction is based on about three different insects that live down in the bog, that kind of thing. So that's kind of what we're dealing with. But they every January go back to deep and try to get stuff undone, redone, that kind of thing. So we are going to try to get that pushed back. In the meantime, we did talk about how invasive the lily pads have gotten in treating them, so it'll have to kind of be a combination of things. But I'm just waiting for his proposal to see what next year's costs will be. But he certainly understands what we're going through. I explained to him that my boat's gotten stuck down there. Boats are getting stuck. Stuff's being dragged all over the place. We're almost at the point where the state boat launch is almost unusable. Not that we care, but boats are having trouble getting in and out. Some of us do care. So I'm just talking to him as much as I can, trying to do the right things as far as he's concerned and him dealing with deep. So he does understand it. He does know that we've been able to treat farther in prior years. And again, just so you know, that's the reason for why deep restricted it, because of three different kinds of insects that supposedly live down in the bog. And so I'm as on top of it as I can be. So hopefully we'll have that proposal by next week. And as soon as I get it, I'll share it with you, because I know we were hoping maybe there would be some extra funds for something. Along those lines, the Lit Committee is thinking that I'll try to go out and apply for some grants again this year. And you were going to forward something you got from the state for us.
Yes, I'm going to do that. I will do that tomorrow. It's a 319 federal water grant that the state is sponsoring again. It's the same kind of grant that we did last year. So I will forward that to the to you and the committee, and we can take a look at that, whether we have a project that we want to propose.
And when I get our committee together, I'm hoping just a quick meeting before the holiday for Christmas starts and that kind of thing, if not early January. I'm hoping that if we apply for this grant, that we use it to cover the costs we already have versus trying to start a new project, because I think Tim's got a lot on his plate. People have a lot of other things on their plate, whether it's the dam. I'm going to send you guys a great report some of our volunteers did on the storm, the stream testing we were doing to kind of answer what we already knew as far as runoffs coming down the hill and what the problems that's causing. I'll show it to you. I'm still trying to digest it. So I think our emphasis should really be on doing something with runoff, talking to the farm, that kind of thing. And if we're going to go after grant money, I personally, but I'll talk to our committee, would like it to help pay for some of the testing we're doing already, so that, again, some of my budgeted money may be better used elsewhere, whether it's geese, that kind of thing. At least that's what I think. I don't think anyone's got the energy next year to start a new lake quality project anyways with the dam going on. And so hopefully that'll help, just like the grant that's helping to pay for the detention basin. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So that, I'm hoping that's where our emphasis is. What am I? Oh, it's Nancy. Are you still there?
Yes.
You got? Did you get my email about, you know, it's that time of year where the three lakes start getting their expense reports together to submit to the town? Did you get that email from me?
I did, but I was under the impression that was done at another time. Again, I'd have to talk to Lee, or if you want to set something up for us to all meet, that would be great.
Yeah, talk to him, or I'll call him over the weekend. I mean, I think it's the first year that I'm doing it, and along with Ed and not Randy and Felicia, but I think they always made us all pull it together by the beginning of November. I mean, the beginning of December. Even though the town doesn't want to see it till January, but it's not a big deal to do. But you and I could talk separately about it. Again, we'll be going back to the town, obviously, to get some of our expenses reimbursed. They upped it, so we should be getting about $8,000. And then we also, last year they gave us money towards the dam, and they gave us $15,000. They always ask us if we've got some capital improvements we want to do, and I would assume we would, again, maybe try to get some more money for the dam from them in the next fiscal year. That's what I would use our capital improvement wants for. Agreed?
Agreed.
Agreed.
Okay.
Lorraine, Corinne, I have one question. You mentioned the spread of various insects in the lily pad. As we have more and more of the lily pad expanding in the north end and coming further south, is there a danger for some of those same insects to be in the main lake area and further compromise what we can do?
I don't know. I don't know if they're related to lily pads necessarily, but hopefully we can get it taken care of and they'll allow us to treat not just for the invasive weeds, but the lily pad invasion. So that's what I did talk to him about.
Okay.
I have something. I mean, people are getting stuck in their boats. I know not everybody cares about the pontoon boats, but a guy had to swim into the water the other day to get his boat out of the weeds. And I think that the worse this gets, our people are going to be using the second beach boat launch more often, because that boat launch is a mess, not just from the weeds.
No, I know. I spoke to him about all of it. I said, even if we have to treat a different time of year, would it make sense to let everything grow? You know, that kind of thing. So I think
I know you're working on it.
Huh?
I know you're working on it.
No, I know, and it's frustrating for sure.
For a fly.
Couple of flies. Okay. Nominating? Nope. Properties?
Everything is locked up tight and put away and clean. I'm going up this week to remove any and all boats, kayaks. I think it's pretty much done. I talked to Gary. He gave me a report on Saturday. There was like 12 boats left on beaches. And then yesterday he said there was only two. I'm going up there on Thursday to remove anything and all.
What beach are they on?
They were not on First Beach.
Okay, because I checked First Beach. I got them off the association property here the other day.
All right. Yeah, so I'll go up there, whatever's left, I'll just take off. But everything is looking good, I believe, up there. Pretty happy right now.
We are too, Phil.
We're happy, you're happy.
We couldn't be happier.
I will have John Allegra take those trees down on the peninsula over on Glimmer Glen during the wintertime.
Yeah.
And I just had a tree taken down as Cindy requested. That tree did come down, Cindy.
Yeah, thanks.
That's all done. So it's, again, things are looking good.
Good.
Thanks, Phil.
Good job, Phil.
Thanks.
Safety? Does everyone feel safe? Okay, Evelyn, your favorite subject, technology.
Oh my God.
So, people, passwords. Dave. Ed. I need your passwords for your Microsoft.
Okay.
Email.
Okay.
Does anybody know if Mike uses the water testing? Does he use the email?
No.
Because I haven't been able to get in touch with him.
I don't think so.
I can get in touch with him, but what do you want me to ask him?
I need his password.
All right.
His email is water testing at Lake Hayward.
I don't know. Really?
He probably
came over. It came over from Jan.
He probably doesn't even know it's there.
Yeah, I don't think he uses it, but I'll ask him right now.
Okay. And then I guess I gotta wait till Jason. I'm pretty much set. I have questions, and I need Angela's. So I have questions like there's a newsletter at Lake Hayward CT. Who does that automatically forward to? I think it's the same thing. There's an events email. I think that automatically forwards to Angela, so I have to figure out where those are going. Other than that, I hope to get the process started at the end of the week.
Evelyn, I'm going to text that to you right now.
Okay. Thank you.
Evelyn, I don't know that you have mine, but mine is just what you sent me.
I don't keep those.
Oh, okay. So you want that alphanumeric. Okay, I'll send it over to you.
Okay.
I'm still in transit, so it'll be a couple of days before I get home, and then I'll get it back to you.
Yeah, I'm hoping to touch base with him by the end of the week. Jan, as the former administrator, has some stuff. She was using the Office and Excel. She has some stuff she wants to get out, so she needs a couple days. So I'm hoping to get them going the end of the week. That's it.
Okay. Old business. Property encroachment? Yeah. Our attorney emailed their attorney saying, we've given you everything you want, and now what? So we're still at that point.
Didn't they have a survey?
Yeah, but that attorney hasn't. We gave him our information in our survey and the one from the next door, and our attorney sent it to their attorney, and he's supposedly looking at the two, but we have not heard back from him yet. And our attorney, like once a week, we bother that other attorney, so we're on top of it. It's just not happening very quickly.
Cindy, but in the meantime, Roger has, I'm pretty sure, encroached on the association of properties on the Glimmer Glen, the Quinto Peninsula, and we have nothing about it.
Well,
I mean, we talked to him, but we haven't really asked him to do a survey or do anything to indicate what his boundary line is. And I don't know that that's a fair way to go about it, especially with the other two people being asked to do all what they've been asked to do. I don't know what the resolution should be, but I think Roger, for all the appearances, seems to have put his post on association property.
May I? Cindy?
Yeah?
May I?
Yeah, go ahead.
I want to say that I believe that that subject on Glimmer Glen is a done deal. We all voted on it. We all discussed it. It's a new regime now. I have taken over. Moving forward... I'm not involved. I am not involved in the previous, the one that Cindy's talking about. I was involved with the Glimmer Glen. We all discussed it at our meeting, and we decided to leave it alone, and I would talk to both property owners.
It's in the minutes, Emma, from last month.
Yeah, I understand that. I think we need to look at it because the same thing can happen in another association property area.
We decided not to look at it and to leave it alone. That's what we decided.
But the reality is, the more I think about it, I think it's not a fair resolution to let one person encroach and get away with it.
We would have to do a survey first. I mean, on what grounds would we tell him he needs to pay for a survey? Even if you want to go down that road, I think we would have to do the survey first.
We don't have to do a survey.
I'm just saying if we wanted to go down that road,
Right. Gotcha.
It's a done deal.
Time out.
No, but I don't think that's a fair resolution with association property. We have an obligation to maintain the association properties the best we can. And if somebody is encroaching on it, we should not just let them have a pass.
Thank you. We understand your concern. We still have to deal with this one anyway, and we did all vote last meeting to let that one ride for now. So we'll keep that under advisement, and we may have to revisit that at some point. But I'm newsletter editor.
Okay, I emailed the parties involved what our decision was from the last meeting. And one of the ones who we wanted to be the newsletter editor has dropped out, Wendy Wade. So she will not be partaking, but Nicole is ready to do it just on her own. So she's all set to go. And I did email Marty Bernardi letting her know what our decision was and asked her to be part of my secretarial team, because if she wanted to do some volunteer work, but I have not heard back from her on that either. So that's where that stands.
Okay.
So we should be all set. Nicole will is ready to roll.
And she's the luminous spark, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Voter registration guidelines?
Yeah, I have not contacted the attorney yet on that, so I don't have anything to report on that.
And what you were looking into is really when people need to register versus showing up at a meeting and registering.
Right. I just want to know what the necessary steps are so that we can have some guidelines that are in alignment with the town of East Haddam as far as registering to vote instead of everybody being able to register the day of, because even though it's not always a problem, at the last meeting it was a very big problem. Like I said, we had 36 people register the morning of, and that was hard on everybody who was trying to sign in, and it was a mess. So that shouldn't happen again.
I think last time we had a large number of forms that had changed hands.
Right.
So if you don't want to register, you are registered.
Right.
The question is, how do we get the new people to kind of get into the registration sooner?
Right. Well, if we can get it into the bylaws somehow that it has to be, you know, within 10 or 11 days of the meeting. I forgot what the East Haddam guidelines are, but if we follow the town of East Haddam, mm-hmm. I think, you know, it's more than enough time for people to get it done. Just like if you lived in a town and they have guidelines, you can't show up the day of a vote, an election, a vote, you know.
Right.
You can't.
And I think once we solidify that, if we put that in every newsletter,
right.
Then the new homeowners, if they haven't been told by their realtor,
right.
Don't see it in print.
Right. Yep. So.
Good. Okay. New business?
I have a question that's not on old business. The board dinner. How we never decided how to pay for that.
Right. We were supposed to think about it. And we're going to talk about it tonight. Let's talk about it. What does everyone think?
What's our options?
Come on, Dave. Don't you read the emails? Come on.
Yes, I do.
Well, it was in an email.
I have a question. How much is in safety? Can we take from one and give to the other?
Yes, that's what we can reallocate. Absolutely.
How much money is left in safety? Because I don't think we need anything. We're not doing anything for June. We're not hiring police. I don't know.
Right.
How much is in there, Nancy? So, for me to figure out how much is in public safety,
looks like it's $1,400.
Right. As of 9/30, 21.
There you go.
1,413. But the other one that we could take out of was the insurance. I just didn't know if what was paid so far is going to be it, or if it was, there were any other bills on that coming forward.
On what, insurance?
Yeah, I mean, it was just the one that we paid $25,870, and is that it until the next budget round?
Yeah. There were multiple insurance bills this summer. There was like a $1,300 one, a $25,000, there were several.
Right, Nancy, I'm going by what you provided us at last month's meeting as of 9/30/21.
Okay.
That's what these figures are based on your budget to actual.
Yeah, but if you realize, so the budget to actual report has been confusing and challenging, and one time Jason was over here with me helping me out, and there were just a couple of concerns about things, so I want to make sure that, you know, I have him here with me to do the next ones, and I want to make sure that it's all, you know, that it's the way it needs to be.
Okay, so we need to table this until January then?
We've got $6,000 in events. Are we not going to your events for a reason?
Yeah, don't go there.
She's going to be buying new games and stuff
right.
for Lake Haywood Days.
There isn't $6,000 left. She has maybe a couple thousand.
Yeah, we're not going to go there. Okay, I'll look at this first. I think...
Kathy, I think the insurance is paid until July, and I'm not sure why we had multiple bills unless they were for special events or something, but let me check with Brian, and I'll have the answer for the January meeting, okay?
That sounds good. But safety is another good area to take it from as well, Evelyn.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we didn't... I don't... My opinion, we don't need police sitting in the parking lot.
Right.
And I have been having the things printed to put on the windshields of the cars if they don't have a hang tag. I've been paying for that. I haven't put receipts in for that. So I don't know...
I don't think any of us really know... What
I don't know what money? Safety would need the money for.
Because, I mean, Cindy, didn't you ask Bonnie for something, and she hasn't been forthcoming with anything of where the money goes or what she needs to spend it on, right?
Yeah.
Other than parking tags, right?
Yeah, and those were paid for from a previous budget.
Right.
Yeah, from a previous budget. Yeah, I guess we could talk about that now. As far as a public safety officer, do we really even need that anymore? You know, we didn't have a lot of cooperation, certainly this year. I'm not sure, I think all of us agree we don't need police sitting in the parking lot. I almost think we could sort of eliminate that whole position.
Off the top of my head, I would say I'm in agreement, but I really like to see things more... because I really don't know what it entails. Yes, I don't think we need police presence all the time, but I don't know what else there is. Maybe there's something that we're overlooking that is done in that realm that we don't know about. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know how to find out either.
I know. It's hard.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, think about it.
Okay.
But for now...
I was going to look that up, but I was going to say that during the budget committee meetings this summer, for not this year, but for the following year, they took out quite a few of the police presence. They only had them once or twice during the year already for the next year's budget. You mean starting July 1? Mm-hmm.
Of next year?
The budget committee talked about that already, so there's only one or two times that they're coming. Maybe it was the August meeting, from what I recall.
Right. Bonnie met with the budget committee, and so that's for the next budget. But the question is, can we still move that $1,300 from this budget that we still have over, right?
We probably could, because what is there left to do between now and
there's nothing.
June 30th?
There's nothing.
Right?
That's what I'm saying. There's nothing.
Right.
Right.
Most events, we might have an event, Memorial Day, weekend. Nothing we're going to need police for. If we need them, we'll call them.
Right. Yeah. It's true.
So I wonder if we should just do that now and be done with this.
I feel bad that you're not getting reimbursed, Cindy. You put that on your card.
Try to reimburse.
She got reimbursed.
Oh, okay.
It was in the report this month.
Yep.
All right. Sorry, I didn't see it.
No, it's just a matter of moving it around in the current budget from one spot to another.
Okay, well, let's...
Cindy, maybe we should suggest not removing that line item, but just don't fund it.
Well, it's already been funded for 2022-23.
Okay, all right. But moving forward, if we just leave the line item there, if we want to go back and visit it, it's already there. But let's not fund it again.
Yeah, that's for the next budget.
Right.
Right.
Okay. I've been looking stuff up. Public safety, we have common sense supply, which is I think it's the AED.
Yeah,
and the rest of this all looks like police officer stuff. Battery. So that's what I see in terms of, I just looked up from July 1 to present.
Okay, so let's make a motion.
I make a motion we take 1,300 out of public safety.
Be specific. Let's look to see what the amount is first.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
How much is it?
I don't know. It's on here somewhere.
Oh, it's somewhere.
Here it is.
All right. I'm going to make a motion. My glasses either. That we take $1,325.38 out of public safety. And reallocate it to board dinner.
Yeah.
The board dinner.
I'll second that.
We think you're really events, right?
Do we have to reallocate it to events and then just take the money from there? Does that make sense?
Yes, I think it
says board dinner wasn't really a line
well,
item.
That's why I questioned. All right.
So amend
I'm
your
amend motion. My motion. To take it from the board dinner to put it into events.
I'll second that.
Okay. So the motion will read. Make a motion to take $1,325.38 out of public safety to reallocate it to events to pay for the board dinner.
Correct. Thank you. God, I'm glad I have her.
And Dave seconded it, so I will just name Cindy Biancamano.
Yes.
Hema De Silva.
I'm going to abstain.
Dave Edgington?
Yes.
Corinne Halliday?
Yes.
Evelyn Payson?
Yes.
Kathy Sabo votes yes. Phil Sabo?
Yes.
Okay, the motion carries. Okay, good. Perfect. That was a great suggestion, Evelyn. Thank you.
Thank you. I also, if that's where it's going to come from, or dinners in the future, an event, then it should be part of when we ask for the budget.
Yep.
Right.
And we didn't know that.
Yeah.
So
we didn't either.
Yeah. Okay.
Anybody, anything else? Next board meeting, Monday, January 17th, 2022. Anyone want to make a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
I want you guys all to have a happy Thanksgiving and a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
You too. Yes.
You too.
You too.
You too.
You too. Thanks, guys.
All right, thank you.
Have a great day.
Thank you.